Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs throws the ball into Lazzari, who relays the ball to Koenig, who tags Reynolds trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to third. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Byrd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Dickey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Wells moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Wells scores. One out. It's 2-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Koenig scores. Ruth moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Dickey settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dickey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 0 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Harris moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 2 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Kham reaches third base with a triple. Harris scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Yankees. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kham scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Koenig bunts towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ruth is walked intentionally. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 4-2, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari is walked intentionally. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 3 in the game. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. It's 5-2, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil moves to third. Jimmy Moore pinch hits for Bud Clancy. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil scores. There goes Reynolds trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Yankees. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 5-4, Yankees. Alex Metzler pinch runs for Smee Jolly. George Pipker is now pitching. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Hunfield now playing first base. Alex Metzler now playing right field. Ed Walsh now pitching. George Pipker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires pinch hits for Ernie Smith. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Art Shires. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Chick Autry. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-4 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cecil for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.